Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An 0-2 pitch. Ends it. Phil Cuzzi punches out Urias from first, strike three. Uribe pitching for a third consecutive day. Strikes out three consecutive hitters. And the Brewers punch out 13 for a 5-2 win.
Yeah, 13 punchies. So I told you I was at the event last night. And by the way, the event for Ed tomorrow at Mount Washington Tavern starts at 5. So love
5
to, see
to
you guys
7 or 5 to midnight, whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 to whenever.
5 to whenever. 5 o'clock.
It's Friday Eve, babe. It doesn't matter. So going back to last night, like I wasn't familiar. It's kind of odd because I, again, knowing a lot about baseball and their prospects and what's coming up and the starting pitchers because gambling and DFS, like I wasn't familiar with this kid that started yesterday. Now I've was able to find out some stuff about him after the fact. But as soon as I saw the score coming out of the event at Curly last night, I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's a left-hander. And I looked it up. Nope. It's just bad. Just bad night, man. Can't get anything done. Swing and miss. Swing and miss. Jackson Holliday, what do you have, a triple last night? Another big hit. And there's nothing really to hang your hat on. Like, there, you felt like maybe, what if you got some momentum there and you came back? But did you really feel that? You know what I mean? Like, they give me just enough to kind of like, oh, okay. We just need a couple more runs. Remember when we used to get those guys? And no.
No. I mean, no. I mean, yes, because they made it 3-2 at that point. So they kind of came, and then, of course.
And then give it right back.
Give it right back. Yeah. Literally, you were the next inning, yeah.
This season, and I understand why, is more frustrating than any other season.
Was expected.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, in the rebuild, it's like.
Yeah.
It wasn't like people would bitch and complain about losing, but like you kind of got it. There were teams that would come here to get right, and then they started. But you had these young kids that were fighting, right? So it was kind of fun to see some of those outside of, you know, when they're bringing in these, as I call them, dented cans at the end of the year to try to fill out the roster because you don't care about winning at that point. That's why you sign all these 1-year deals and 2-year deals. But they've been the talk. The Orioles have been the talk across the board. MLB Network, everybody's chiming in now. You know, we talked about, who was it, Dan O'Dowd, and then we had Bowden yesterday. We were playing some of the sound from. Mark DeRosa made some comments. Everybody's talking about this in the offseason. Now, the one thing that I think a lot of these guys have said that the Orioles have drafted unbelievably. Like, they've hit.
Yeah.
And they even went back, and they were going, yeah, they should have taken Bobby Witt over Adley Rutschman. And then that's when DeRosa pointed out, I was like, well, they got Gunnar Henderson in the second round. Do you think they're able to get him if they draft Bobby Witt? And that's the reason they want Adley and Gunnar. So, like, yeah, this isn't fun.
It's maddening, though, because you mentioned the 13 punchies. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Logan Henderson was responsible for 7 of them. The next 6 came from other pitchers. So it's not like one guy was just dominant. It's even.
Yeah.
Everyone was striking out. It's 13 strikeouts. 7 by the starter, 6 by everybody else who came in.
Here we go again. So, like, as I was saying yesterday, people love betting on streaks, losing mm-hmm. streaks or winning streaks. And in Vegas, inherently will increase the odds to something that they shouldn't be. But because everybody wants to bet on the hot team or the cold mm-hmm. team, or bet against the cold team, then it turns into something where you're like, man, there's tremendous value in taking the other side. So that's what I felt the past 2 days. I took the Orioles 2 days ago. I took them yesterday. And then today, I go right back to it. Milwaukee's a -125 favorite, and all the money's coming in on them. It's, mm-hmm. it's almost like a pick'em game. And I'm going, I'm not doing it again. You're not going to go back to them. I feel like a battered wife. Like,
you.
He didn't mean to hit me. I fell asleep in the driveway. You know, like, it's yeah. it's just so bad right now. And the reporters that are upset that Mike Elias waited to go on the road with the team, he didn't speak, and he said he needed a few days. And it may be that, like, if everything ends up going right, I don't care about that stuff as much as these guys, but they do want him to be accountable, and he has to be.
Yeah, I got to say, though, I don't think that's the right way to handle it.
I don't either.
Because I've been in charge of big organizations, much bigger than the Orioles, you know, employee-wise, and frankly, a much more important job because you're dealing with people's safety and stuff. But and I've had to make terribly tough decisions. Now, you know, I was popular, you know, and there's always a lot of, there's an earthquake when you make those in that business. But when I would do it, I would actually hold a press conference immediately, invite everyone to police headquarters, the entire press corps, ask the tough questions. You want to face Jane Miller every day, you know, and I like Jane. I think she's very good at what she did. And we would, a lot of respect for each other.
Understanding what her job is, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a lot of respect for each other. That's why I trusted her not to screw me when, you know, she would just try to get to the facts.
By the way, I believed anything she put out because, like, she was that type of person.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, I faced the entire press corps, make them all, invite them all in if they came. Of course they come. And I would just say, I made this decision today. I'm taking over operational control of this police department. And that's it. And then I open it to questions. And you ask me anything you want. And they would ask, you know, very tough questions, and I would answer them. And when you do that, you're done. That's well, that. And it's and you have to do that. You can't wait. I couldn't wait 3 days.
No,
I'd do it if I was on, you know, at a conference. In
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Minnesota?
He deserves all this criticism because, I mean, as Jacob Calvin Meyer pointed out, you let a 21-year-old kid come up and talk after a game that they just lost again after the manager was fired to face the music and talk about the manager being fired and the GM's nowhere. You know, so I think that criticism is justified. Some of the stuff in the offseason, looking at the guys they signed, and more people were talking about, you know, this should have been the offseason where they grabbed an Eovaldi and a Manaea. But Manaea, so like, yeah. You can look at three of the contracts in the offseason and go, those are, I don't want to call them busts, but, you know, Blake Snell getting hurt, Sean Manaea getting hurt. There's one other one I'm blanking on, but You get the picture. You get the picture. Like, there's certain guys that you're spending for, and you're going to go, it didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Was it injury? Was it just poor play? But when this situation, you're like, were they even in on those guys? And it was kind of telling when Mark DeRosa, was it DeRosa? One of the guys said he talked to a player, I think it was Manaea, like, hey, what did the Orioles offer you? They didn't even call me. And not that you have to be in on all these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Manaea kind of caught lightning in a bottle last year. He's a lefty, but still, I trust him way more than these cats you've been throwing out there. I mean, you paid Charlie Morton $16 million to basically avoid retirement, to send himself into retirement this year on this crappy-ass team.
I like Manaea. I mean, it was, you know, when the Mets re-signed him, because I thought he was leaving, and then they re-signed him. Now he's obviously he's hurt, but...
Like, I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher, but like, you see this all the time where, like, Seth Lugo in Kansas City. It's like, oh, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Chris Bubich in Kansas City. Like, there's.
I still wanted to pick up Manaea, though. I thought he would have been, when it was getting to that, but I said, well, Manaea's still out there. And then he re-signs with the Mets. I was like, all right.
And the other thing that happened is O'Dowd beat them up pretty good with the fact it's like, hey, he would have done this. He said, I did the same thing. I'm drafting position players because there's less chance of them being a bust. And I'm going out and trying to find the right pitchers that fit what we want in trading for him. And he said he felt like they should have taken a Kobe Mayo or one of these guys and made the move and get Garrett Crochet. Again, I don't know what the asking price was there, but the Orioles had more to offer than any other team, or better to offer than any other team, if you ask me. So that was a swing and a miss. And then, you know, I'm just surprised with the – I thought Pivetta and some of these other guys made so much sense. You know, I even said I love Max Fried, but not on an 8-year deal.
Yeah, and he's pitching extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been lights out.
Lights out. Is ERA still around 1?
Yeah, I think his last. Yeah, he actually pitched. I think he pitched well in his last start. May have given up a couple runs, but maybe Saturday. I think.
I mean, he's been ridiculous this year. I mean, last I looked, he was. Yeah, his ERA is 1.29.
Yep.
Yeah, he's leading the majors.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, this kind of season, and it's funny, everybody I talked to last
night. Senga's is 1.43.
Who's that?
Cody Singer. Senga.
That's that gyro ball, man.
Yeah. 1.43. Damn.
Pretty damn good. Well, look, with the way that things are going for the Orioles, I've been talking to some fans last night. It's like, man, this is a long season. I still love them, but some people are saying they're tuning out sooner than they have been in years past, and I totally get it. Like, we're right back to, hey, when did the Ravens start? Because this has been just absolutely... brutal.
After a while, it's like, you can't blame people. They're just enough.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.